Okay, we're not only starting a new Masechta, we're starting a new Seder also. Seder Moed, it starts with Masechta Shabbos, because in the Torah also, the first thing that's mentioned in Parshas HaMoadim is Shabbos. And the Eretz Yisrael, in his Hakadama, gives an understanding of what the makeup of Masechta Shabbos is, why it's put together the way that it is. He says that the Tana wanted to follow the order of the day. Tosus himself says it's a little bit, we'll get to it in a few seconds, but he puts it in a much more comprehensive fashion. He says that you want to start with the halachas that have to do before Shabbos, as later on the Mishnayos will speak about, that a tailor is not allowed to go out with his needle that usually sticks into his clothing or whatever, because we're afraid he'll forget and carry it on Shabbos, and other things that you're not allowed to do Erev Shabbos and let them continue on Shabbos. So since he wanted to tell me some of the halachas that apply already on Friday afternoon, so it started early Friday afternoon with the fact that you're not allowed to get a haircut before Mincha. That's also Mishnah coming up. And because it's also the minig to get a haircut before Shabbos, so it mentions those halachas that have to do not only with Shabbos, but every day on Mincha time. And then it went and spoke about the halachas of some of the Mincha. And then it, what's it called, wants to speak about these halachas of not doing things. And one of them is because you may come to carry. And like Tosa says, carrying is a malacha garua. I wouldn't think that carrying is a malacha. You're not doing any, affecting any change in the thing itself. You're just carrying it from place to place. That's called a malacha garua. And therefore, before it tells me the halacha of the fact that you're not allowed to keep pins in your clothing if you're a tailor, because you may come to carry it, first it wanted to tell me that it's also to carry on Shabbos. So the first Mishnah deals with the prohibition of carrying on Shabbos. Then it went, the second parrot, Bane Madlikin, has to do with candle lighting, right? And then Bane Tomnin. And even though usually people put away their food and insulate it before candle lighting, so really Bane Tomnin should come before Bane Madlikin, but he says, Lamaisa, after Shkia, you're still allowed to insulate the food, but you're not allowed to light candles. So the candle lighting has to come before Bame Tomnim. So the next parak is Bame Madlikin, then Bame Tomnim, then what's it called? Then the laws have to do with Shabbos morning, which is Bama Behema Yotzeis, Bama Isha Yotzeis. Right? Usually in normal weekday times, you get your animals out first, then the wives wake up and they go out, and then what's it called? Then comes all the other malachas of Shabbos. That's Lam Tes Melachas, that's Klal Gadol. And the rest of the Masechta deals with the explanation of all those Lam Tes Melachas, one after the other, after it's mentioned in Klal Gadol. So that is the order of the Masechta. Rambam says another reason. We have two reasons why Yitzias HaShabbos, even though it's the last of the Lam Tes Melachas, why it's mentioned first in the Masechta. One is because the order of the Seder of the day is being afraid of ending up carrying, and since carrying is not a malacha that one would think is a malacha, therefore what's it called, we have to first know that there's a halacha of carrying. And Tosa says that since it's a malacha garua, wanted to mention in the beginning of the Masechta, you should know that it's a malacha. The Rambam says another idea. He says that carrying is one of the most common things that a person could do wrong on Shabbos. And you don't need any special kli to do it, right? You do it with your own body, just carrying whatever it is you're carrying. So therefore, since it's a very common thing, the Masechta started with the Isra of carrying. I was thinking of another reason. I didn't see, Mistama, somebody says it, that in the Torah, the first malacha the Torah speaks about on Shabbos, specifically in the Torah, is carry. Because in Mora they got Shabbos, and specifically with the Mon, the Isser was Al Yetze Ish Min Komo, and we learn from the Pasuk Al Yetze, we'll see when we get to the Mishnah, the Halacha of Yetzios HaShabbos, of carrying on Shabbos, Al Tikra Al Yetze Al Yotzi. So the first mention of Malacha in the Torah on Shabbos is before Aseres HaDibros, is in Mora. And there it specifically speaks about carrying, and it uses the lashon of al-yetzeh, which is yitzios ha-shabbos. So it seems like that would be the first thing that the Masech, the Torah Shabbat would speak about, is the first thing the Torah Shabbat speaks about. Okay. In order to make it easier, as we go through the first few dafim here, first few amudim, the Tiferes Yisrael gives a short, concise hakdama to the Arba Rishiyos of Shabbos, to the Isser of carrying on Shabbos, and we're going to need to know these Rishiyos as we learn, so it's kedai to go through them, and I will quote from him. He says there are four Rishiyos, four different domains concerning carrying on Shabbos. Rishus HaRabim is a public domain, Rishus HaYochid is a private domain, a Karmelis is a rabbinic domain, somewhere between Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim, and a Mokum Ptur is a domain that's not a domain that you're allowed to carry from and to on Shabbos. Okay. The issur of carrying, first of all, public and private domain have nothing to do with the ownership. It's a completely different criteria, which we'll get to in a second, but a public domain can be owned by an individual, and a private domain can be owned by the whole world. It has nothing to do with ownership. Okay. Also, the issur of carrying can be done from carrying from one domain to another, right? And in order to be chayiv, you have to pick it up in one domain and put it down in the other domain. The akira and hanocha are part of the malacha, and if there's no akira or there's no hanocha, even though you crossed borders, you're not chayiv from the Torah. Also, there's another chiyuv of carrying in Rishus HaRabim. If you pick up something in one place in Rishus HaRabim and you transport it four amas and put it down after that, then you're also chayiv. But if you don't pick it up or you don't put it down or you don't go four amos, then there's no chiyuv in Rishus HaRabim. There are other chiyuvim. We'll wait till we get to Perek HaZorek, which speaks about those of carrying from Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid, Derech Rishus HaRabim, or Moshit. Those are not really nogeya to the beginning of the Masechta, so we'll leave them. Okay, in any case, so Rishus HaRabim is any place that has access accessible to the public. Okay, whether it's a large highway, right, or a big street in the middle of the city. Chazal call that a platya, and that is like he says a strasse, marketplace, right? Big area where people congregate and walk through, and has to be open on both sides. Can't be obstructed on one side. Has to be open on both sides with gates that are opened. At night. And it's not, doesn't have a roof on it. Okay, anything with a roof on it, it doesn't have a din of Rishus HaRabim. You can have a sratya. Those are like highways that go between cities. That's also Rishus HaRabim. And it has to be a place where the public has access, not obstructed. It has to be at least 16 amas wide. And according to some, it has to be that there's 600,000 people that travel there daily, okay, which rules out most places, maybe Times Square or not, but otherwise most places aren't Rishus HaRabim, according to that. L'maisa l'chumra, a person should conduct himself that even without the 600,000, there is shown the muhold, you don't need that as a condition, and as long as it's 16 amas wide, and the place where the rabbin can go unobstructed, then it's a Rishus HaRabim from the Torah. There are some halachas, La halacha that we hold that the Mikr Hadid, if it doesn't have 600,000 people, it's only Rishus HaRabim Durabonon, and there's some halachas that are based on that. We're makel today to do certain things because we don't have a Rishus HaRabim Duraisa. Okay. The air above a Rishus HaRabim is only considered Rishus HaRabim up to 10 Tfachim. Beyond 10 Tfachim, above the Rishus HaRabim, has no din of a Rishus HaRabim from the Torah. We'll see what it is. Rishus HaYochid. Okay, now, Rishus HaYochid is any place that is surrounded by partitions that are at least 10 tfachim high, and the place is at least 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim, right, at least that amount square or more on either side. And therefore, you could have Rishus HaYochid that is a whole country. if it's surrounded by mechitzas, theoretically speaking, right, that are more than 10 tefachim high, then the whole country can be a rishus hayochid, even though it's obviously a makom of the rav. It's not only ground that's like that, even a kli. You have a movable thing that's in rishus harabim, that's 10 tefachim high, and more than 4 by 4 tefachim, right, that in itself constitutes a rishus hayochid. And if you carry from the top of that to the Rishus HaRabim, or vice versa, you're chayiv on Shabbos, and we're going to speak about that soon. Or you can have a ditch or a platform in Rishus HaRabim that is 10 tefachim high, so the sides of the platform make the mechitzas, even though they don't go beyond the platform. But we'll learn that the mechitza that's 10 tefachim high is considered like it extends to outer space. So, or you can have a hole in the ground that's 10 tefachim deep, and at least the area of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, that also constitutes a Rishus HaYachid. Or the air above a Rishus HaYachid, even beyond the partitions, as long as they're 10 tefachim high, is considered Rishus HaYachid till the moon, whatever, till unlimited. Okay, there are things that are min HaTorah Rishus HaYachid, but midorabanan, still considered a karmelis, right, which is prohibited to carry inside of it or from it to Rishus HaRabim or to Rishus HaYachid, and that we'll learn about probably in Erevin, even though it'll probably mention in Shabbos, but more in Maseches Erevin. And we're not going to go into that right now. The third Rishus is neither Rishus HaYachid or Rishus HaRabim, and it's called a karmelis. And the reason for karmelis is karmelis can either be the idea of rach umal, right, meaning it's not wet and it's not dry. It's somewhere in between. Right, it's not a Rishus HaYachid, it's not Rishus HaRabim. That's one idea. Or Karmelis is a shortened version of Ke'armelis. Right, she's like an almana who's not a besula and she's not married. Right, she's somewhere also in between. She's a widow, so she's not a besula, but she's not a married woman either. So she's also an in between state. So in this respect, a karmelis is certain ways like Rishus HaRabim. If you carry from there to Rishus HaYachid, you're chayiv midrabanan. And in certain ways like Rishus HaYachid, if you carry from there to Rishus HaRabim, you're also chayiv midrabanan. Okay, it is, what's it called? A karmelis is a place which is not accessible to the rabbin, but does not have mechitzas 10 tefachim high. It may have mechitzas less than 10 tefachim, so it obstructs the ability for the rabbin to be there. It has to be, a small platform in Rishus HaRabim that's higher than Gimel Tzvachim, but less than 10 Tzvachim, right? Or it's 10 Tzvachim high, but it's less than Dalet Tzvachim by Dalet Tzvachim. A large ditch that is less than 4 Tzvachim wide, could be a mile long, right? It's considered a karmelis. It's not a Rishus HaRabim, because it has mechitzas and the rabbin doesn't go there. It's not a Rishus HaYachid because the mechitzas, even though they're 10 tefachim high, the area isn't dalet tefachim by dalet tefachim, right? That's what's it called, a karmelis. Also included in karmelis are other places where are not accessible to the rabbim, like deserts, except for the time when Klal Yisrael were in the desert, and seas, rivers are also considered a karmelis, and not a Rishus HaRabim deraisa. And next thing is what's it called, a makom ptur. A makom ptur is the area that's 10 tefachim or higher above a Rishus HaRabim is considered a makom ptur, right? Or the air above a karmelis, more than 10 tefachim high, is a makom ptur. Or it's a something that is mukaf mechitzas in Rishus HaRabim, right? And it's more than 10 tefachim, right? They're more than gimel tefachim. It's something in Rishus HaRabim, which is higher than 3 tefachim, right? But it's not, what's it called, like we said, not 4 tefachim wide, right? So there, what's it called, it's not yet a Rishus HaYachid, it's not a Rishus HaRabim. In this situation, this is a makom ptur. And or it's something that, what's it called, that's a kli, that's in Rishus HaRabim, more than 3 tefachim, it's less than 3 tefachim high, it's bottled to Rishus HaRabim. It's considered like a an obstruction of Rishus HaRabim, that has a din of Rishus HaRabim. It's more than three tefachim high, right? It doesn't have mechitzas that are ten tefachim, and it is what's it called, less than dalet al dalet, then it's also considered a makom tura. A mailbox in the middle of Rishus HaRabim, right? It would be considered a makom tura. Okay, if you carry from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, with all the conditions that they have, you chayev min haTorah. There's two edim in hasra, you get chayev misa. If there's no edim or no hasra, you are chayev kores. And if you do a peshogeg, you're chayev achatos. If you carry from a karmelis to Rishus HaYochid or Rishus HaRabim, you're chayev midrabanan only. And if you carry from a makom tur to a Rishus HaRabim or from a makom tur to Rishus HaYochid, it's mutter. It's not usher at all. Okay. As we go through, we'll start. Yitzios HaShabbos. Yitzios, even though normally it means to go out, but here it means to carry out. The carrying out of Shabbos, which include also carrying in. But using the lashon of the pasuk al yetze ish min komo, so it calls all of them, whether you're carrying into Rishus, carrying from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid, or from Rishus HaYochid out to Rishus HaRabim, those are called yitzios HaShabbos. Shtayim shein arba bifnim, to shtayim shein arba b'chutz. There are two that are really four, meaning two that are from the Torah, and the rabbis extended that to another two, which are rabbinic, whether you're inside or you're outside. And the Mishnah will explain what it is. Ketzad. What does that mean? Shtayim shein arba bifnim and shtayim shein arba b'chutz. See the Rashi first. It's Yitzios HaShabbos. Hotzos shem reshus l'reshus. Carrying out from one domain to another. Ha'amuras l'Shabbos. V'gmar v'farish t'hachnosos nami kakari yitzios. Even carrying in from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid is called hotzos. It's called carrying out. Hoel umotzi Rishus l'shus. Since you're carrying out from one domain to another, doesn't make a difference if it's from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, or Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. The Mishnah calls it Yitzios HaShabbos, which means Hotzos HaShabbos. Shtayim Sheinar Bifnim, La'osan Ha'omdim Bifnim, for those standing inside in Rishus HaYochid. Right? Shtayim Min HaTorah, there's two ways that they can transgress the prohibition of carrying on Shabbos from the Torah. Hotzah v'hachnasa, either by taking from the rishus they're in and bringing it out, or bringing in from the other rishus. So those are the two that you're chayv from the Torah, and the Mishnah will explain it, so we're not going to give the example. Either you're carrying out from the rishus that you're in, or you're carrying into the rishus that you're in from a different rishus. Los osam v'dim shnayim in atzorah hotzah v'hachnasa, the Bal Habayis, v'perek hazorei pereshe nafkelon v'yitzav Moshe v'yaviru kol b'machane. Right? We learn these malachas, even though normally you don't have to learn the malachas from a pasuk. If they were in the Mishkan, they were in the Mishkan. But like we said, Hotzah is a malacha geruah, and therefore you need psukim also to tell me this malacha, that Moshe Rabbeinu said, right, they sent a kol b'machane, the person shouldn't bring anything more for the malachas ha-Mishkan. And there, lo safikum reshus hayochid reshus harabim, lo havi nedova lamachne, leviyah. The Yom Shabbos vayakiyolifosim. Moshe Rabbeinu said, don't bring any more nedovos from reshus hayochid to reshus harabim, right, from your own private houses to the reshus harabim where they collected the nedovos. And that was on Shabbos, kiyolifosim. The ashtayim elu chayiv chatos, for those two, you chayiv, if you do it, b'shogeg chatos, al shib goso, the al zdono koresh, and if you do it b'mezid, you chayiv koresh, the al hasros, and if there's two edim, and they give you hasros, skila, you chayiv skila. The chayim b'chom alecha Shabbos, and that applies to all the malachos of Shabbos, with, and all, is always has an exception, with, we'll see in the Gemara, maybe some exceptions. Shehein arba midivrehem, the rabbis, hosifu shtayim, they had another two, les or lechatchila. It's also the chatchila to do. Him also potter, but if you did it, you're potter, meaning potter from any of these punishments that we mentioned. Ulakam the forest luva azul. You're going to get punished for doing an isur d'rabbanan. But potter, whenever it says potter, with some exceptions, on Shabbos, it means potter aval aser. You're potter from an onesh, but it's aser to do mid d'rabbanan. When it says mutter, then it's mutter. But potter means potter avalosha. Ushtaim shein arba bachutz, shtaim min haTorah, hotsa v'hachnasa da'ani, ha'omed bachutz, right? Somebody standing outside the rishos. So he, what's it called, brings into his rishos, or takes out of his rishos, two archaim min haTorah, ushtaim min devreim, and another two that are the rabbanan, shamalocha nasas halidei shnaim. When the malacha is done by two people, one making the akira and one making the hanocha, one picking it up and bringing it into the other rishos, and the other one putting it down in the other rishos. Ze oker v'ze meniach lechatchila aser. That's aser mit the rabbanan. Im aser potter ki deyolat bigmara shnayim shasu pturin. The Gemara learns out from Sukkim that if two people do the malacha between them, then they're potter. You have to do a complete malacha. But if you only do half a malacha, it's only aser mit the rabbanan. Okay, now the Gemara, the Mishnah, will explain the cases. And for convenience sake, the Mishnah is not going to mention the guy standing inside and the guy standing outside, because it's too verbose. So therefore, the guy outside is going to become the Ani, the poor person, and the guy inside is going to be called the Usher. So you have an Ani who wants to get an Adava from the guy inside, the Usher. So the Ani is the guy standing outside, and the Usher, and that makes it easier to speak about. And the Tiferes Yisrael says another reason, wants to tell me that even if you're doing a mitzvah of tzedakah, which is mitzvah of Avodah, you're still going to be chayav on Shabbos. Don't think that if just you're giving tzedakah, or you're driving to shul, or whatever, that makes it better. Right? Even the Mechal Shabbos, for the sake of the mitzvah, is also Usher, and you're going to get chiyav skila, right? If you give an Ani, a nedava on Shabbos, and it involves chul Shabbos. So now the case is like this. The Ani is standing outside, and the Usher is on the inside. So, Pashat Ha'ani Es Yado, Lifnim. The Ani put his hand into the house. He's standing in the Rishus HaRagin, and he extended his hand into the Usher's yard. Okay? The Nasan L'Toch Yado Shobal Abayis, and he has a basket. And he's looking for Nadavas. People should put bread in his basket. Let's use that as an example. So he takes his basket, and he puts the basket, picks it up in Rishus HaRabim, and puts it down in the hand of the Usher in Rishus HaYochid. So the Ani did both things. He picked up the basket in Rishus HaRabim, and he put it down into the hand of the Usher in Rishus HaYochid. He is Chayiv Midirais on carrying from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. Oh, Shenotul Mitocha, the Hotzi, or the Balabayas has a loaf of bread holding in his hand, and the Ani lifts up the bread. He puts his hand into Rishus HaYochid, lifts up the bread from the hand of the Balabayas, and puts it down in his basket in Rishus HaRabim. So he did both malachas. He was either machnis, his basket, into Rishus HaYochid, which is also called Hotzah, or he was motzi, his basket, his bread from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. That's also another way of Hotzah. So for the person standing outside, the Ani, he can be chayiv in two ways. By taking his basket and putting it from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, or by taking the bread from Rishus HaRabim and putting it back in Rishus HaYochid, putting it back in Rishus HaRabim. Okay, that's the two that the Ani could be chayiv. So in that situation, Ha'ani chayiv, the Balabayis potter. The Ani is chayiv and the Balabayis is potter. Not only is the Balabayis potter, it's mutter for him to do that, the chatchila. He didn't do anything wrong. All he did was he was standing in his own house holding a loaf of bread. The Ani came along and took it out of his hand and put it in Rishus HaRabim, right? So the Balabayas didn't do anything. He didn't do even a part of the malachi. He's just standing there like a golem. Now, the Rabbi Kiva Eger says, the Rav and the Tosfos Yontif say, he didn't do anything l'gabi Shabbos, but he was over another issur of Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol. He caused this guy to be Mechal Shabbos. Right? But L'gabi Shabbos, he didn't do anything wrong. Right? It's mutter for him, L'gabi Shabbos, to just stand there like a golem holding a piece of bread and let the Ani take it out of his hand. But L'gabi Lifnei Iver, L'Sitei Mishra, Rabbi Kiva Eger says there's a big difference L'Halacha. Because L'Halacha is that if you're Mechal Shabbos, even in Issa D'Rabbanan, according to many, you become a mummer L'Chol HaTorah Kula, and you have a din of a mummer. Right? For many Averas, if you do that one Avera, you become a mummer for that Avera. But you don't become a mummer for the whole Torah. You lose your credibility, and many, you touch wine, it's Aser, and you can't Shech, right? So, rabbinically or Minat Torah, if it's a Torah Malacha. So, over here, if you cause somebody else to be Mechal Shabbos, that's not an Isser Shabbos. That's an Isser of Lifnei Iver L'Sitei Michshol. So Legabi Shabbos, you're not a mummer L'Chol HaTorah Kula. You're a mummer for Lifnei Iver L'Sitei Michshol, but not Legabi Shabbos. So it's a big nafkamina whether it's an Isser Shabbos or not. That itself is not so clear, because it could be the Isser of Lifnei Iver causing somebody to do an Aveira is like doing that Aveira. It's not a separate Aveira. It's, the Torah said, don't cause people to do Averas, and if you are, you're an accomplice to that Avera. So it could be that Lifnei Iver L'Sitei Michshol is part of Shabbos, like it's part of every other Avera. Rabbi Kiveger says clearly not like that. Lifnei Iver L'Sitei Michshol is a separate Avera by itself, and even if you're causing somebody to be Mechal Shabbos, that's not considered an Isser Shabbos for you. That's considered one of the 613 mitzvahs, has nothing to do with Shabbos, that's causing people to do Averas. Okay. Pashat, now another case. Pashat Balabayas is Yodo Lechutz. Now we have the Balabayas, his two, where he's going to be Chayiv. The Balabayas put his hand out into Rishut HaRabim. The Nasam Latov Yodo Shel Ani. He took bread from his yard, picked it up in the Rishut HaYochid, put it into Rishut HaRabim, into the hand of the Ani. So he made the Akir in Rishut HaYochid, Hanoch in Rishut HaRabim. So the Balabayas, we'll see, is Chayiv. Or he took the Ani's basket that was in Rishus HaRabim, pulled it into Rishus HaYochid, put it down so he could put the bread in it, right? Then he brought it from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. He's also Chayiv. Balabayas Chayiv Ani Potter. In this situation, the Balabayas is Chayiv and the Ani is Potter. Parshat HaAni is Yadu Lifnim. Now we have the cases, the two cases that are rabbinic. Those are the two cases, Lifnim and Bachutz, two inside, two outside, two for the Ani, two for the Asher, that will be Chayiv min HaTorah. Now we're going to go to the two inside and two outside that are only rabbinic. First one, Parshat HaAni Yisyod Lifnim, the Notl Balabayis Mitocha, right, the Ani took his basket, picked it up in Rishus HaRabim, put it into Rishus HaYochid, but didn't put it down. The Ani took it, and he put it down. The Asher took it, and he put it down. Right, the Balabayis took the basket from the Ani, and he put it down. So the Ani picked it up in Rishus HaRabim, and the Asher put it down in Rishus HaYochid. So neither one did the whole Malacha. Each one did half of Malacha. Right? So that is what's it called, we'll see that both are Potter. It's also Mid Rabbanan, because each one did a half of Malacha. We're afraid that they may come to do the whole Malacha, so the rabbis prohibited it, but it's only also Mid Rabbanan. They ask, Lechara, why isn't that like everything? Chatzishir, also Min HaTorah. Right, we paskin that if you do half a malacha, if you eat a half a kazayas of chazer, you don't get malchus, but it's also from the Torah. Why don't we say the same thing over here? You did half a malacha. So half a malacha should also be also from the Torah, not just rabbinically. So there are various answers. The major answer is there's a difference between half an isser and half a malacha. Chazer is chazer, whether it's a kazayas, less than a kazayas, it's a shear, how much you need. But over here, the malacha is picking up and putting down. If you only did half, you didn't do the malacha. Right, so half a malacha is not the same thing as a chatzishir. Chatzishir is where there is an isser, it's chazer, but it's not enough. Here it's not chazer, because carrying means picking up, putting down. If you only did half of it, you didn't carry. In any case, some hold that chatzishir also min haTorah is only by eating, not by other things, and some hold it's only by eating things, not by other things. So we'll slice with those two answers.
What did the Asher do? What was his manocha?
The Ani took his basket, picked it up in Rishus HaRabim, put it into Rishus HaYochid, but didn't put it down. And the Asher took it out of his hand and put it down.
But he was in Rishus HaYochid.
Right, so he took something that was, what's it called, that was passed over from Rishus HaRabim and put it down in Rishus HaYochid. He didn't pick it up in Rishus HaRabim, but he put it down in Rishus HaYochid. So he did half of the malacha, and the Ani did half of the malacha. He picked it up in Rishus HaRabim and passed it over to Rishus HaYochid, but never put it down in Rishus HaYochid. So he took something that passed over the border and put it down, and the other one picked it up and passed it over the border. So each one did half the malacha. Neither one did both parts of the malacha. Oh, Shenasim Latocha V'Hotzi, Shneim Pturim. Or, the Asher put the bread into the basket. What's it called? Picked it up in Rishus HaYochid, put it in the basket, and then the Ani didn't pick it up in Rishus HaYochid, right? Because the Asher picked it up and put it in, and then the Ani put it down in Rishus HaRabim, right? Either case, Shneim Pturim. Poshet Balabais is Yodah Lechutz. Here's the case where the Balabais was initiated. The Balabais put his hand, out, with a piece of bread into Rishus HaRabim, but he never put it down. And the Oni took the bread and put it down in Rishus HaRabim. So the Osher picked it up in Rishus HaYochid, didn't put it down in Rishus HaRabim, but passed over the border. The Oni took that thing that passed over the border, and he's the one who put it down. So each one did half a malacha, and they're both potter. Or Oshinosim Latocha the Hichnis, or the Oni put the bread into the he picked it up in Rishus HaRabim, put the basket into the hands of the Osher, and then he put it, brought it into Rishus HaYochid and put it down, then both of them are Shnehem Pturim. They're both potter. So Rashi. Poshet Ani is Yado, the Chafetz Besocha, right? The Ani had a basket, he had some kind of Chafetz, right? Vinoshu took Yado the Balabais, and he put his basket into the hands of the Balabais, the Ovid Leakira Rishus HaRabim, the Nochu Rishus HaYochid. He picked it up in Rishus HaRabim, the basket, and he put it down in Rishus HaYochid, in the hands of the Usher. That's considered putting it down. Oshin not only talk of a Holtzi, ha Chafetz, the Niach Rishus HaRabim, David Leakira Rishus HaYochid, Vanok Rishus HaYochid, or the Ani put his hand inside from Rishus HaRabim, stretched his hand into Rishus HaYochid, picked up the basket or the bread, and put it down into Rishus HaRabim. So he did both things, the Akira and the Hanacha. Either he started in Rishus HaRabim and put it into Rishus HaYochid, or started from Rishus HaYochid and brought it out to where he's standing, Rishus HaRabim. Those are the two for the person standing outside. He did a complete malacha. These are the two ways that the person standing outside can be chayiv min haTorah. Ubalabayis pater, pater legamre. Vafilu chatchila mutter. All the balabayis did is stand like a golem with something in his hand. So it's mutter for him to do that. He could stand in his Rishus HaYochid with a basket or a piece of bread in his hand the whole Shabbos if he wants to. So halav midi yov, he didn't do anything. The Achim Mefarshim, the Gemara explained that in Daf Gimel. Pashat Balabayis chayiv, varishtayim min haTorah la'omid bifnim. Here's the opposite case where the person standing inside can either take it from his Rishus and bring it out to the other Rishus, or take it in from the other Rishus into his Rishus. Pashat Ani, da'ovid le'akira, v'natul Balabayis mitocha, v'hiniach bifnim, da'ovid le'balabayis hanocha. Now the two cases that are rabbinic, where the Balabayis, Ani made the Akira in Rishus HaRabim. He picked it up, passed it over the border of Rishus HaYochid, but didn't put it down. And the Balabais took it from him and put it down, so that each one is only doing half a malacha. Or the Balabais, picked up the bread, picked it up in Rishus HaYochid and brought it out to Rishus HaRabim, and then the Ani took it from him and put it down. Shneim Pturim, Shelo Oso HaEchad Malacha Shleima. Neither one did a full Malacha. Aval Asurin Lasos came, L'chadchila. You're not allowed to do that, L'chadchila. It's also with the Rabbanan. Shemi Yavo, Kol Echad, the Echad Lasos Malacha Shleima. Because it's very easy to come to do a full Malacha. Right? So, even though at this point, and this carrying, neither of them could ever do it again. I mean, they finished it. Right, but we're afraid that maybe the next time, if since he did half a malacha this time, next time we'll do the whole thing, and it'll be over in the Raisa. This is one of the ways the Rabbanan made a siyad. We're afraid that if we let you do this, you'll come to do worse, and you'll be over something that's min haTorah. Harishtayim midivreihem, achas la'ani b'chutz, v'achas la'balabayis b'fnim. Din tomer shnayim heim l'chol echad yechad. So now we have another two, right, shnayim shein arba, for the balabayis and the ani. So Rashi says, L'chora, there's two for each one. It's Shnayim Shem Shmona. There's really another four on each side, right? Because there's two for each one. Achkira lo'ani v'akira l'balabayis. Hanocha lo'ani v'anocha l'balabayis. L'kamen parakla, the Gemara is going to ask that question. L'chora, if you figure out the cases, right, it's going to be more than Shnayim Shem Arba. It's going to be double that, right? Because each one can pick it up where he is, or put it down where he is, or pick it up from the Rishus, the other Rishus, or put it down in the other Rishus. So he says, Mashani, Gelochoshiv, Ela Akiros. The Mishnah is only counting where a person picks it up. Not where he puts it down, the Rabbanan cases. Why? Shehein tchilas ha-malacha. Because the main reason the rabbis prohibited half the malacha is for the person who picks it up in one rishus, even though he doesn't put down the other rishus. Because then the danger is that he's going to put it down. If he picks it up, we're afraid he's going to put it down. That's the greatest danger. But if you take it from somebody else and put it down, there's nothing more you can do. It's down. There's nothing more at this moment to do a malacha. The ikalameim reshemi yigmarenu. That doesn't mean, though, that if you put it down, it's mutter. It's still asr with the rabbanim. But since that is only asr because maybe another time you'll do the whole malacha, if we let you put it down, right, in a different rishus, then maybe the next time you'll pick it up and put it down in two different rishuyos. That's less of a problem than the isser of picking it up in one rishus, what's it called, and not putting it down, because there, this time itself you may put it down. So that's the main issue of the Rabbanan. The other one's also awesome of the Rabbanan, but it's not the main issue, so the Mishnah doesn't count it, even though it's not awesome of the Rabbanan.